found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
Nervous.
Good. I like making men nervous. It's actually one of my main goals in life, so thank you.
Yeah, well, you have accomplished it.
All right. I'm already recording, so I'll edit.
Wait, from the start? Stop.
I won't.
Start over.
I edit it out. I'll probably start at just like 2 seconds ago. It's okay, Brian. I'll edit it.
From right now?
Yes. I just don't like the beginning of the episode to be like, hello, and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, deep breaths. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the podcast.
Nervous. Howdy.
How are you doing?
So good.
Are you going to pause in between every question I ask you?
No, I'm going to rapid fire.
Okay.
Like a golden retriever.
Oh, that would have been actually a good idea to come up with like rapid fire questions.
Mm-hmm. Just like answering 5 seconds.
Shoot. See, the thing about me, did I talk to you about this? About how I don't plan questions and stuff out? Did I talk to you?
That's how it should be, but no.
Oh, okay. I feel like I was just telling someone this the other day. I don't like to like pre-plan questions and everything I'm going to say because then I feel like then I'm not listening. To like, or not letting just the vibe flow.
It would be like reality TV if you did pre-plan questions.
Oh, wait, we have to get
That's
into that.
How it is.
I need to talk to you about that.
It's all pre-planned.
Seriously?
Yes.
My friend Natalie from Milwaukee, she was on Dating Naked. She was like the star of Dating Naked. Have you ever heard of that show?
I've only heard of it because it was in my emails.
Shut up.
Like ever since I've been on that show, I get emailed every day about just like the most ridiculous shows.
Oh, I bet. I don't know if they've done a season since hers, but it was a VH1 show. So this was when I was still living in Milwaukee. She had to have been on that like 2016, maybe. It was a while ago. But when she came back and then like we talked about, you know, how it all was, I'm like, ah. So we all know deep down that reality shows are fake. But then when you hear people who have actually been on them, you're like, oh, wow. Producers know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know how much I can actually say because it was like a 3-year contract.
Oh, probably.
Where I have to like shut up.
Yeah.
But they're making TV.
Yeah, that's true.
And the producers are so good at their jobs.
Oh my God.
So good.
I mean, I feel like Bachelor people have almost tried to sue producers because of how, especially in The Bachelor, I feel like they literally ruin the people's life.
Yeah, they hated me.
Would you just not let them?
I just was like, they couldn't like move me like a robot.
Yeah.
So then they were like, you know, they're like, well, maybe they tried like different angles, but I was just like, I was like too Midwest.
I've never watched that show.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Because it was Temptation Island, right?
Yeah. And I've never watched Naked and Dating either.
Well, that one was, I mean, so hers was, it was basically like the Bachelor, Bachelorette, but they have a guy and a girl. So she was the Bachelorette, he was the Bachelor. They were in Fiji or something for like 6 weeks and just literally went on dates naked. And then she ended up, I feel like it's been long enough now that, I don't know, she's coming on my podcast in a couple of weeks, so I'll let her tell the story. But yeah, it was definitely, they tell you what to do and who to pick and all that stuff.
I don't even know how, I just remember signing my entire life away, like my business away, like everything.
Yeah.
Just like signing so much. And you just get to a point where you just stop reading. I think it was like 3 years or something, but I don't, either way.
How did they reach out to you?
Like, do you know Sheena?
Yeah.
She used to be one of the trainers at the gym. She's obsessed with reality TV.
I feel like that's her and I bond over that on Instagram. Yeah. We always talk about reality TV.
Like obsessed. And she signed me up for like everything.
And Temptation Island was the one.
Yeah. I mean, I went pretty far in the Bachelorette casting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, who was the Bachelorette going to be?
I don't know. Whoever like 2020 was. It was like during COVID. So we had a phone interview and then we did like a Zoom interview.
Yeah.
And then they didn't pick me.
I want to say that was like Tayshia, maybe. I stopped watching.
Yeah, so that's like a BMW. I was like the Prius of reality TV.
Just wait, like can't even I wish Netflix you would have been on The Bachelorette. That would have been. I mean, that's like where people get famous.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you think you'd ever become Hollywood and like move, or will you stay here?
No, look at my face. There's no way.
Oh, shut up.
No, I love business small behind. Town. Like I love like going to the little diner that I go to where like I have a lady there that knows my name and she just like yells at me, and then like go to, you know, shout out Simba's, you know. Yep. I just love, like, I was just raised to be like small town.
I know. I'm the same way. I've had like different offers from different places to like go do radio. I'm just like, I don't want to leave. I like it here.
What makes you stay here?
Well, I love the people. Like, my family's here. All my best friends are here. I have FOMO, so I feel like if I would move and see all of my best friends hanging out all the time, I would be miserable. I'd be so sad. And I would rather be a big fish in a little pond than a little fish in a big pond, especially in my industry. It's very cutthroat with, like, all those bigger companies. Like, they don't care about firing someone tomorrow, where here I have job security.
See, I feel like with your personality, you're always just going to be, like, there.
What do you mean?
Just there. Like, like, you have a big personality, so.
I do. I feel like it scares people sometimes.
I'm scared right now.
Don't be scared. I feel like I'm good at putting people at ease.
No, you are.
No?
In the right environment.
Okay. Just not right now?
Not right now.
Okay, well, I'm only joking. A couple minutes in. I feel like we can ease into it.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're scared that I'm going to, like, try to exploit
you. I feel like you know too much about me.
No, but I wouldn't do that. To be fair, what was it? When was the Christmas party? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
When you had a couple drinks and you said, nothing's off limits, so you put this on yourself.
Instant regret.
Yeah. So that was your own fault.
It's like when I cut my hair. Just instant regret.
No, I like the short hair. You can always grow it back.
Yeah.
That was shocking, though, walking in the gym that morning. I didn't even recognize you. I was like, where's the man bun?
I was going to wear a polo to work that day.
Seriously?
Like, we're going to straighten shit up now.
You should have. Where, like, what made you decide to just chop all your hair off? That's like when a girl goes through a breakup and they're like, just cut all my hair off, dye it a different color.
Let's not like overthink this. I was sick of just every washing it takes forever. I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah, welcome to
it. I don't know how you do it. I've been wanting to cut it, but every time I tell someone, they're like, don't, like, that fits your vibe.
Yeah.
But I let some people get in my head recently.
Oh.
They might have, like, swayed me to do it a little bit.
Maybe. I feel like, well, I've met you with short hair. So I feel like that's, I don't know, how I associate you is with short hair, but then it's been long for so long.
I know.
Well, you can grow back. Yeah. I like the clean cut vibe.
Yeah, I donated like 9 inches.
Yeah, see, and you did something nice.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so obviously I want to kick it off talking about the gym, because that's where we have bonded over the last couple of months with you shouting my name for everyone to
Yeah, and that's like,
hear.
That's where I feel safe. That's my element.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Yeah.
You make me nervous here, but like there, I feel like.
You make me nervous there.
But I've tried to make you feel so comfy.
I know, you have. I'm just kidding.
And you're probably annoyed by me.
I'm not at all.
Yeah, okay.
I'm annoyed by Cody. I hope he listens to this.
He's just so. Is. No.
He's so sad he's not. He wasn't. I did invite him to come on today, but I was like, I feel like he is such a big talker, and he's like, oh, I want to be on the podcast. I was like, you would freeze up. I don't think he would do it.
I think he would kill it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll have him on.
Someone needs to, like, put him just, like, under a microscope for a little bit and just be like, all right, Cody, let's get a little deeper.
Yeah, me, Cody, and Laura got dinner on Saturday night and had a lot of life talks, I feel like. Learned a lot about Cody. We yelled at him a couple times. You know, we're trying to put him in his place. Someone has to. But yes, so you own Body. Is it Body Central? Body Boot Camp? Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
And how did you, because you, I feel like the other morning at the gym you said 14 years.
Yeah, this is year 11 for Body.
Okay.
Right out of college, I started personal training, just renting from a small gym. So I think I've been training for 13 years. Crazy.
And then you just decided, because I mean, 11 years ago, because you're younger than I am. How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 35.
Oh, you're older than I am. I thought you were younger than me.
But you're 07, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Weird. But still, you were young. I mean, when you're in your 20s to like open a business, that's a huge
thing. First 2 weeks, because I was just like fully commissioned. So I was like what they call an independent contractor. Long story short, I would get like a percentage of my sales, right? And the first 2 weeks I did like, I think I worked like 80 hours each week, made $12 after 2 weeks.
Stop.
And I owed my dad 10.
Oh,
so,
my God.
And he still took the 10 bucks. I was like, damn. So that's like my first 2 weeks of training. I'll never forget that. It was just like, free session, like trying to show people my personality. And then I would take them through a workout and then have to sit next to them in this small ass room and like have to close them on, I think it was $240 for two half-hour sessions a week. Half-hour sessions. And this is 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was like, I would drive to these sessions that I sold and be like, how am I actually going to help this person in two half-hour sessions a week? First of all, they're 5 minutes late because that's what we do in America. We overcommit. You know, so now I have 25 minutes. I have to warm them up. Now I have 20 minutes. And after 20 minutes, like, hey, next person's here. So I'm like kicking the person out the door. Even to spend time with them and create a relationship, it was tough. But this wasn't my business model. This is the place where I was working at. Basically, I was like an independent contractor of them. And I just felt like, I'm like, dang, there's only so many hours in a day. I can only help. I'm tapped out for how many people I can actually help. And am I truly, they're like, this is a car payment and they're getting like 20 minutes. So I'm like, I just didn't feel right. I'm like, I would drive to these sessions and just be like, what am I doing? Like, I'm not even actually helping these people. So me and another guy, we came up with this idea, like let's call it boot camps. And this is before like any other places where like there's CrossFits in town, especially in Green Bay. There's CrossFits, but not really like the group training that this part of the industry was not happening when we first started. It was all like one-on-one personal training, or you'd like go get your own gym membership, right? So long story short, we just started rolling equipment out into Pampin Park.
Shut up, yeah. Really?
And we would just like do these big group classes.
Are you allowed to do that?
No, we didn't have any insurance.
That's
stupid.
That's so funny.
We had no insurance. We would just like be like, yeah, it's $10 a person.
Oh my God.
And one time like 17 or 18 people showed up and we were like, we are killing it. Like, we need to go get a steak dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Like, there's 17 people, which
we're
is
rich.
So crazy. Yeah. And now there'll be like 10 to 100 people in a class. It blows my mind. I'm forever grateful. But it just brings me back to the times of like, I used to run these core classes and for free, and I couldn't even get 6 people to show up.
Seriously?
Yeah. This is like the first couple of years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So then you did the park, and then you're like, at what point did you say, screw it, like, let's make a business out of this?
Yeah, so then we started, we're like, hey, we should, instead of like doing the current gym we were at, instead of doing personal training sessions, we're like, let's start to run these classes out in the parking lot. So it was between the Piggly Wiggly and Sunseekers. So it smelled outside, it smelled like tanning salon and fried chicken.
Yeah.
From the pig, and we do these workouts.
Quite the show for people walking out of the grocery store. Like, what's going on over there?
With zero music. So that's how we started.
Wow.
And then him and I, we branched out. We went to Ashwaubenon, started leasing from a gym there, a bigger facility, the Sports Advantage Center. And then I'm just going to be real. One of my best friends, he's like a second father to me, recently passed away a couple years ago. He pulled me in his truck and he was like, you need to start your own business. He's like, this guy's holding you back. And he's like, started driving me around Howard. Like, literally, this guy changed my life. And then when I started my own business, I was so broke, he let me sleep at his house.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though, when you have like a passion for something? Because we just had a meeting about this yesterday that I get in the times we live in, like, we need money to live.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a passion and you just feel so, I know that this is what I'm meant to do and meant to be, going through all those hard times is so worth it, because then it gets you, rather than just going to a job every day that you hate just to like make money. It's just, life is too short. So that's crazy that you know, you just knew it and you had that passion, like, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, for sure. I think going back to what you said, it's like, you know, like, what is a job? You know, like, I just, when I see my friends who just like party so hard on the weekend, like harder than me, harder than you. And they'll
hard
just
to
like
believe.
Cannot stop complaining about Monday morning. It's just like, I've always seen that. I've seen that throughout my life. My parents' friends, right? And I'm just like, I don't want to be that person. Regardless if I only make enough money to live in a small apartment and live a very, very modest, with a modest car. It doesn't
matter. None of that shit matters at the end of the day. Yeah.
Because no one, like, I know. No one really cares.
What is the saying that says, it's something about how, like, as much as you think someone's thinking about you, like, they're not at all. You know, they maybe for a second, but we're all worried about ourselves and how people are perceiving us when people really aren't even perceiving us.
Yeah. There's a book that I read like years ago. I can't remember the certain ages, but it's like when in high school, you're so worried about what people are thinking about you. And then, you know, like as you get older, like you turn 50 and you realize like no one really thought about you at all.
Yeah, not at all. And I've seen the stuff too. It's like the stuff that I remember about people are just the kind things that they've done for me, or, you know, it's all of that. Like I never think about what someone was wearing or what kind of car they drove. Like I'm going to remember how they made me feel and what kind of person they were. Yeah. Like I get that we all want the fancy, nice things and it is nice to have that stuff. But as long as you're a good human and people enjoy being around you, none of that other stuff matters.
Yeah, it's just like today. I mean, I walk in, you have like an awesome fit on.
Thank you. Thank
you. Like I told you right away, I'm like, I love it. When I leave, I'm not going to remember your bandana. It's just like, oh, she made me feel worthy enough. You know, she's been kind. You've been so great to our business since you've started. Like, I don't even have, how do you have so many friends? You're just always bringing new friends.
I don't know. Like, I like people. Dang. What can I say? I also am very much, and I told you this the other day, when I enjoy something and when I like feel passionate about it, like I want to share it with people, you know? And I feel like you've done such a good job at making your gym just a community of just really great people, and you make it fun. And it's, I mean, I feel like for years Laura has been trying to get me to come to Body, and I'm like, that looks too hard. Like, I don't think I can do it. But it's not like that at all. Like, you make everyone, no matter what kind of, you know, athletic ability, fitness ability, like everyone can do it. And you guys don't make anyone feel bad.
Yeah. What, take me through like your first day there. You know, like obviously you had this paradigm in your head.
Yeah.
And Laura finally got you to go.
Yeah.
Was there a shift of mindset, or did you have a shift in your paradigm when you were there? Like, walk me through that.
I'm trying to think of what, I think I came on a Monday. So I think it was leg day. And like, I had gone to other gyms before and done classes. Mm-hmm. I think it was just the idea of like, you know, just one big room, and it's a lot of moves and stuff that I haven't done. So I feel like once I got going, I was like, oh, you know. And I also, I guess I was under the impression it was just like 45 minutes straight, but it's nice that you do like the 30 second on, 30 second off. You can watch what other people are doing. But I definitely in my first week had moments where I saw different moves where like a couple steps ahead where I'm like, I can't do that. I won't be able to do that. But I remember Carrie was one of the trainers the first week where I had to do like where you have the big medicine balls, or what are the big balls? Is that what those are?
Stability balls.
Stability balls.
Who cares?
But you had it on a bench and then you have roll on it and hold your arms. I was like, I can't do that. And Carrie saw me looking at it. So she made sure to be right there.
Yeah.
She was like, nope, you're doing it. Like, I'm going to show you how. And so it's just, our minds are so programmed to tell us we can't do something when really we can. So I feel like I had a couple of those moments. And then I was like, you know what? I can do this. Anyone can at least try.
See, that's amazing too. First of all, Carrie's incredible. Next month, she'll be training with me for 10 years.
That's correct. She's the best.
She seriously, the way she builds relationships there is just like, I just like get teary eyed when I think about it, because she's been so great to us. And
she
just
is
like
awesome.
The people there.
And she pushes you in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, like she's not trying to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
She's pushing you because she knows you can do it. So she's like, I'm not going to let you, you know, like skimp yourself here. Like, I know you can do that. So
can I swear on here?
Yeah. I just don't do F-bombs.
Okay. Yeah. So Tom, my friend who like pulled me in the truck before we talked about it, he's like, he defined her as like the nicest bitch you'll ever meet.
Oh my
right?
God. That's
like,
so good.
That's her.
Yes.
Like, she's going to be so like, when it's time, she's going to be a bitch. But most of the time, she's going to be super nice and caring and inclusive. Yeah, she's been amazing. But your story reminds me so much. 2 weeks ago, we had one of the members just like share her story. And she's down like, I want to say like 60 pounds, whatever.
Dang.
The weight doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But just like when she finally got through the doors, which is like the hardest part, right? Then she still had this like self-doubt. She was like, she would sit back where our entrance area is until the warm-up was done. And she'd be like scanning the room to be like, I don't want to hold that person back. You know, who should I like go with today? And she was so in her head, and she's like, she would sit back and just be like, all right, who should I pick today? Like, who am I not going to disappoint? Who am I? Like, she had all this self-doubt, and it ended up being like anyone she ever went with or any of the trainers there never made her feel that way. They're always so like high fives, like, let's go. You can do this. If you have to modify, who gives it? You know, like, yeah. We got this. And her story was just so incredible of how she's like overcame that now. And like, she was in her head so much. Now she's like, can do whatever. Like, she's just killing it. She's wearing clothes that she would never wear in the past. Her marriage is like the best it's ever been. But she was just like in her head.
Yeah.
And even when it came to food at home, we have a videographer coming in to do a story because it's like amazing. I believe she had like 6 miscarriages.
Oh my God.
Like, you talk about adversity, like just doing that. And now she has 4 beautiful children, but like maybe even 5. I don't know.
Too many, if you ask me. Yeah. That's a lot of kids.
Trying to keep everyone's kids straight. But long story short, she was just like always in her head, like self doubt. I feel like the people there, her husband, have really helped her overcome that voice in her head. And then the work that she's done on herself as well. I don't want to discredit that. It's amazing.
It really is.
Just went crazy with that story. But
no, I
can't
love
wait
that.
For people to see it because it's like amazing. We had like a little meeting. There's maybe like 15, 20 people there, and she shared her story, and everyone was just like, whoa. Because you can relate to, I don't care where you're at in life, what type of fitness level you're at, what type of success level you're at. You could relate with her story because we all have those times where like you're doubting yourself and we're in our own minds.
And you almost get complacent because it's just like, you're like, okay, this is how it's going to be. This is how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And you are like too scared to aim for whether it's a promotion or anything, you know, like you're just, you put it in your head, well, I can't achieve that. So I'm not even going to try. But then it's like the only way to excel is to try, you know, or to not listen to the voices in your head. So that's
even for
awesome.
Me, it's always like, I'm not deserving of that.
Yeah. We had that conversation the other week.
Yeah. Like that's why I said her story is so relatable to whoever. It's like, it touched me for sure. Because I don't know. I've always been like, oh, I'm not. Yeah. I don't know if it was like some things that have happened in my past, but.
Imposter syndrome. Yeah. I do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always, or I question, like you said, I have a really great group of friends. I have a lot of friends. I feel like I get along with a lot of people. And then I'll find myself self-doubting in my head. Like, does everyone hate me? Does everyone think I'm annoying? And then I'm like, what is wrong? It's just, I don't know. It's ingrained in our brains, I guess, to always be questioning. And then I'm like, I don't know. I go through stuff like that.
And you're
all the
time. So kind to and have such like a fun personality. Like if someone thinks you're annoying, like,
I know they can piss off. Yeah. I know. But I can't help it. I don't know. Or even with my job, I'm like, I'm just like, why am I here? Or am I even good enough for this? But then it's like, clearly I am because I wouldn't be here otherwise, but it's so easy to just have those doubts. But you do such a good job. I mean, seriously. And at the end of every class, I love how everyone just high fives. Is that something that you started or did that? I just love that.
It just naturally happens there.
Yeah.
I cannot even express. Like, I was at a gym in Milwaukee not too long ago, and I tried to give my partner a high five. His name was Dan. Dan was like, he's maybe in his like 50s or 60s. I'm like, let's go, Dan. You know, me just being like, in my element, right? He just snubbed me.
Stop
it. I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn, Dan.
Yeah, damn, Dan. Damn, yeah, Daniel. Do you remember those videos? The damn Daniel videos? Yeah, those are funny.
It just naturally happens there. And that's the beauty of that place. It's just so much more than myself or the trainers. Like, it's really been about the members since the jump. And I think it stemmed from this like amazing, selfless group of people that were with us in the park that day. They attracted like-minded, like energy, and they're just so inclusive that that's kind of when it started. And it just naturally happens. People are like showing love. Like after COVID, it was like no one knew what to do because we shut down for 2 months.
Especially at a gym,
Yeah, and then they couldn't help but like hug each other. It was so cool.
No, it really is. Like, and I know I've told you that before, but it truly just doesn't feel, you work out really hard. It's a great gym, but like it doesn't feel like a gym or feel like working out because I feel like everyone has a smile on their face. Everyone's helping each other. Even on Saturday, which your class was that not? I mean, this Saturday was hard, but 2 Saturdays ago, that was the hardest I've ever worked out in my life. It was like a 75-minute.
I think that's when Steve designed it, maybe. Yeah, we had one of the members, he lost 226
Holy
pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he's down 226 pounds. It's incredible. It was his 5th year anniversary since he started. And he was like, hey, do you mind? I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, that was, so it was the class we brought Jason to.
Yeah.
And Jason kept having to fill up his water. We're like, okay, Jay, you're just trying to get a break here. But
so
even
many,
that
so
one.
Many of the ladies were crushing on him too.
Oh, really?
They're like, yeah, who's that tall, handsome man over there?
Good on him.
Yeah.
Good for you, Steve.
No, Jason and Steve.
Oh, right. Jason. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Jay. We got to get him back.
All the single people go to the heavy bags today. That's what we're going to do.
Oh,
like
wait.
Like when we put the stations, we'll just be like, hey, if you're single, go to the heavy bags.
We should do that.
Well, that's where we
just
have to
do a singles only class.
There's been a lot of people who've met there and gotten married. It's cool.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen those stories.
Yeah.
But yeah, even on like that Saturday or this past weekend, one of your trainers who I hadn't met was in my group.
Michelle. Cute.
Yeah. And she was in my group and like I was doing one of the things wrong and I could like sense I was doing it wrong. And instead of making me feel bad about it, she was so nice. I had no idea she was even one of the trainers, but I was like, it's just such a unique, great place. And I've had so many people, I've sent you like screenshots of the amount of messages I've gotten from people being like, I've always wanted to try that gym, but like I've been too scared. And I'm like, seriously, don't be scared. Come like you're going to have so much fun and you're going to get such a good workout.
First of all, Nichelle's been awesome too. She is like one of the best trainers at like just like fixing your form.
Yeah.
Like in the way that she can deliver the message and like create analogies for it to make sense for like average Joe. And plus I've been working all day long. I want to go there and not think. So she's great at delivering that message. But anyway, so I'm not surprised that she would like stop her own workout to help someone else either.
Yeah.
Either because she's super helpful too. But going back to your thing too, it's like with your, what your friends are saying, it's for anyone. You know, you're doing it at your own pace too.
Yeah.
So
it really is. I mean,
I appreciate it. Yeah.
I'm just very happy that I finally bit the bullet and stopped being scared and came, because it really is just.
And you're like full into the culture too. Yeah. Holiday party.
Heck yeah. That was
shoots
fun.
Shoots afterwards, singing afterwards. Yeah.
I'm making all new friends with, we like calling D Tinsel Tits. I hope she listens to this. Yeah, it's just a really fun group of people. I mean, my classes that I used to do were at like 8 a.m., which even that for my job, like I don't have to be here until usually 11, was early for me. You would not have caught me dead a year ago waking up at 6 a.m. to go work out. But now it's like I look forward to it. It's also nice to like have like Laura's one of my best friends to get up and work out with her every day. But it's just such a good way to start the day.
And in Wisconsin, to be able to see your friends and not be at a bar.
Yeah,
you know,
true
like,
that.
It's cool to keep those relationships alive through that. So, I mean, that's what it's really been about. But at the same time, we're still going to go have balance and go party. The guy who lost 226 pounds, I think him and I got drunk together 4 or 5 times throughout the journey. Right? Like, that's just who we are. Like, we just try to keep it real, keep it fun.
Do you have any plans to branch out? Are you just going to keep it what it is now? You're looking at me like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything.
No. We should never separate the family. We have people who come as far as like Freedom, Wrightstown, on the other end, O'Connor Falls, you know, like east side. So they come to see each other.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's all of a sudden you have like another location and then people are like, oh, I really love Nichelle, I don't love Brian's classes. We don't want to break that family up. Now, open-minded to possibly like getting into other area codes someday, possibly. We'll see. Less is more for me. I love being there and sitting down before the class. Like, teaching's great. I'm in my element, right?
Golden retriever mode.
Yeah, but I love like those conversations before, after, like, hey, Carlos, how did you meet your wife? Oh, actually, I moved here from Mexico and I went through the McDonald's drive-thru, thought she was cute, the worker.
Wait, stop,
yeah.
Really?
So then I went home, got my nieces and nephews, went around again, got them some chicken nuggets, and then dropped them off at home and finally built up the courage round 3.
Oh my God.
To ask for
so
a number.
Funny.
Now they're married with 4 kids. Like,
wow.
I love that part of it too. So I don't know. You know, maybe if we get some other people involved and they want to grow it.
Yeah.
But I just, like, for me, it's like going back to, like, what do you want to, like, do you want to enjoy what you're doing, or is it just going to turn into a job?
Yeah, and it is hard to replicate, like, a magic spot like that, too.
Yeah.
Because it is a place that people come to see each other, and it's a really hard workout, but, yeah, we have fun, and we talk, and we laugh, and make fun of each other,
and I think that's what's in people's minds. They're like, oh, I don't want anyone looking at me. I'm like, well, first of all, people are like, they're going at their own intensity. Mm-hmm. So if they get time to rest, they're resting. They're not like staring at you. And number two, some people are there to talk and they're going to talk during their rest.
Yeah.
So they're more interested in this conversation than what is happening in front of them, right? So it's like, that's not really happening. Like no one's like staring at you like.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's like, so fast paced too. The only time I'm ever looking is if I'm making sure I'm doing it my part right. I'm like, oh, wait, am I supposed to be doing it that way? But I get that, you know, because I feel like anytime someone's just going to start a fitness journey or whatever, that's their main concern is I don't want people to watch me. But there, it's just because it's all walks of life. There's so many different people there. It's just such a fun spot. You did a good job, Ryan.
No, we did. We did. It just stemmed from some amazing people.
Yeah.
And people like my friend who pulled me in his truck. Like, yeah, that guy's a goat. And he passed a few years back. People loved him. He would come, put his beer in the snow, work out, and then just crack it after.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how you can just have that one pivotal moment that really can just shape the path of what way you go? I was thinking about my friend Natalie, who just started here because they were looking for someone, a woman, to take over that job. And so some of my managers came to me and asked, and I was just like, oh, I think my friend Natalie would be really good at that. And it just took me sending her one text message, and it completely, you know, like, and I'm not taking credit for it at all. Like, she's very talented. Mm-hmm. She deserves it. But it's just like me sending that one message. She, you know, she up and moved as a single mom. Her kid, her whole family's in Milwaukee, and she up and moved here for like a job that, you know, she couldn't have even like dreamed of, and she deserves it. But it's just those little, that one little moment. He brought you in your truck. Like, it takes a phone call or a text, and it can, it's just crazy. Life
Wait,
is
let's
weird.
Let's go back to her story. So she packed up like.
Yeah. That's so I sent her the text. It was probably a month ago at this time. They came to me and I was like, oh, I was like, my friend Natalie is really good, you know, and she just hasn't gotten the right opportunity to really shine. She's had a lot of great opportunities or whatever. So I sent her a text. I was like, hey, would you be interested in this? Like, you'd obviously have to up and move. And I know you don't. I'm the only person you know here. And she's like, yeah, like I would be interested in hearing more. And she came in and they loved her. And a month later, she just moved here. She just got here on Friday, got an apartment with her 5-year-old, 4-year-old son. She's just doing it.
See, I love those stories, though.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I'm all in, like we talked about before, I'm all in on my passion, and I want to enjoy what I'm doing.
I would rather try something and fail than go throughout life wondering what would have happened if I would have done something, you know?
Regret is poison.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of her, very happy. I think their first day on air is going to be Monday. So everyone will have to.
Nice.
And I hope it's going to be a nice
thing. Know her?
We worked radio together in Milwaukee. She's kind of like me, where I worked in all aspects of radio before I ever was on air. But yeah, she's just really great. So
that is wild.
So I'm very happy for her.
Yeah, good for her. And she was obviously exposed to the industry. And you look back, you're like, dang.
And in radio, or a lot of industries, I guess, it's very male dominated. So like when, you know, there's a female around, I obviously just cling to them, and we became good friends, and then here we are, and now we're working together again.
I feel like you are like a girl's girl, though.
I'm very much a girl's girl. Like, I'm a girl's girl, but I also, like, some of my best friends are guys. Just because I don't have siblings, and just throughout life, like, my friends have been the ones to get me through a lot of stuff. I just know the power of girlhood, and I just want to embrace and, you know, female power.
Love it.
But I also have a lot of really great guy friends. And I feel like I can hang with the guys. Like, I've gone on road trips and like weekends away with just my guy friends. So I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you can adapt to any social.
I try.
Social. I mean, from what I've seen. Like,
it's funny.
I've seen you at the farmer's market. I've seen you at work. I've seen you at the gym.
That's true. We have seen each other in all aspects. That's another thing, is that I'm glad that I give that off. But I've talked about this on a couple other episodes, that I'm also like deeply insecure. So I feel like I adapt because I just like feel like I have to almost sometimes. But then now that I'm older, it's helped me. But it's definitely like a coping mechanism too. Or I'll go into certain situations, and I hate walking into rooms where like I don't know if I'm going to know everyone. And then I get there and I'm.
But you don't like change who you are.
No.
Like I hate when people walk into a different room and then they'll like change who they are, thinking they want these people to like them, so I need to be this person, right? I love that you're just like unapologetically yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I try.
And that is what I feel like, that's why you've embraced body a little bit, because the people there
for sure
are for sure just like encouraged to be like super weird, be yourself, whoever that is.
Yeah, it's not fake. I feel like also you go into some gyms and it's just like guys taking pictures of themselves in the mirror, or like girls walking around in sports bras, which like you do you if that's what you want. But yeah, body, it's just like, no, come, we're gonna get a good workout in, have fun. And I love how Saturdays have now, I've kind of talked all of my friends into coming. And so now I feel like Chelsea is the prime example of someone who, she, you know, whatever, she's busy, she has a job and her schedule, whatever. But now she'll text Laura and I all the time. And she's like, this morning, she's like, we're doing Saturday, right? Like, she's so excited about it. And she's going to sign up for the thing that you told her about. But yeah, like, you've just done, I can't say it enough, such a good job at making it a place that people want to go.
Yeah, we though, we. There's
we, okay,
great
yes.
Great people there.
I like it. I like it. Okay, so I want to talk about, I feel like I have to ask you, because a lot of females listen to this podcast. So like, I have to ask you stuff about dating and being a guy, but not like bad things. What is a question I can ask? See, I told you I didn't have anything planned.
I love that you don't.
Because we've had so many great conversations that we wouldn't have if I would have had stuff written down to talk about. What, let's see here. Coming from a 35-year-old man.
I'm just like gripping the mic right
now. Yeah, you're this like sweat dripping down your head. You're like, oh no, this is the part I was scared of. All right, what does a 35, what do you look for in a woman? What is something that's important to you?
I feel like that has changed after relationships that didn't work out for me, right? Like you learn, like this is what I loved about him. This is what, you know, like our energies in line with this. But number one for me is like, if you are passionate about what you're doing, that's like so attractive. It's just like, hey, it doesn't matter how much money you make. And it's not like overwhelming. Like you've been out with me. I'm not like talking about the gym every single second. But if they're like passionate about what they're doing, super, super attractive. And they have like a purpose behind it too, regardless of what that is.
Yeah.
I think that is super hot.
What would like a red flag be?
Yeah, red flag. I was thinking of another thing like, super hot is like independent. You're just like, hey, because I'm always in like, you know, social things where it's like I'm invited to birthday parties, weddings, so much going on at the gym. It's like, it's cool if you can like stand on your own.
That is the thing I've said literally from day one for someone I'm looking for.
Especially with what you do.
Yeah. Dang, I don't want to have to like hold your hand. I want to be able to bring you into a group setting and not have to like worry about you. Obviously, I'm not just going to leave you to the wolves, but I think that's, and you too, you're a social guy. Like you don't want to have to be worried that you have to like be next to them all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like worried about them.
Yeah.
And then it takes away from your conversations about, and most of the time you're working at those events, right? I will say a few red flags, but obviously I'm sure there's a lot of icks about me too. So I'm not going to ignore that. I once was dating someone from out of town and they chewed with their mouth wide open.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
And on FaceTime, I don't think they ever like ate while they're on FaceTime. And we would like fly back and forth every 2 weeks.
Oh, it was a flying situation.
Yeah, she came for my birthday. She was going to come for an entire month because she worked remotely.
Okay.
After 3 days, I bought her a plane ticket home.
Stop it.
Because she was just like eating so loud.
Wait, there had to have been other.
She's a great human, has a good soul. Like, that's my ick, though.
Wait, so the only reason you bought a flight is because she chewed loud?
That was one of a few.
That's funny.
It just wasn't going well.
Would it have?
And I'm sure she could say 10 things about me.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, I for sure was ready to get on that flight, right?
Yeah. But, oh, my God. That's so funny.
That's probably.
The fact that you, what was the longest period of time you've spent together before she was going to come for a month?
4 days, six days.
I was going to say, if it was less than that and then just to jump into a month.
I know. Maybe that scared me too.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, she's here for a month.
That's something that I worry about because you just said like you're looking for someone that's independent. I feel like I'm too independent where I genuinely am just, I was seeing a guy last summer and I remember he was over one day and I don't know like how he noticed that my dresser, one of the things was like crooked because I built it myself. And then he was like, well, I'm going to help you. Like, do you have tools? I'm going to fix it. And I just remember being like, I don't need to do that. Like, I built that myself. It's fine. Like, you know, whatever. And he was just trying to be nice and help me. But I'm just, you know, like I've lived by myself.
You're set in your
forever.
Ways.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite end now. That's like, dang.
Yeah. Like how am I going
to set in my ways to be like, let this person in. I feel that.
I know. And I've struggled with that a lot. I'm like.
Especially like something so simple like that.
Or even splitting time with, say I meet someone who has their own really great group of friends and like their own stuff. I feel like I'm going to struggle with, well, I don't want to give up my stuff for your, like, I'm just so set in my own ways that I'm worried about that. I feel like I sabotage things because of that. It's bad.
I feel like I should not give you dating advice. I'm just
listening. No, you're a guy. You should.
No.
Tell me what's wrong with me. What am I doing wrong?
No, stop.
Just going for the wrong people.
I don't think you should settle, though, you know? And everybody says that, like, oh, don't settle, dude, you know?
I feel like anytime anyone asks me, you know, like, why aren't you married yet? I'm like, well, I feel like I could be. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was just so desperate to want to be with someone, but I'm so okay with my life. I have a great job. I have a great group of friends. I have so much that I love. I'm not just going to bring someone around unless they're going to elevate it more.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like when that person comes, you're going to be like, oh, I do want to hang out with your friends.
Yeah, I suppose that is probably true.
And you'll be like, wait,
yeah,
why do I actually like want to be with them and away from Laura for a little bit?
Yeah, oh no, Laura can come with.
Like, okay, I'll go deadlift with you at your gym.
No, that I'll pull them to body. That'll be the true test. I'll be like, can you fit in at Saturday boot camp? I don't know, man.
Wait, what are some of your red flags?
What are some of my red flags? I feel like a red flag, and it wouldn't necessarily be something that they do, but I've learned like a red flag would be if I feel like I need to be different around them.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they make me feel like some of the things I do aren't good enough or cool. You know that feeling where you just feel like you're holding back from being yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be a red flag, is if someone makes me feel that way, because it's like that's not a way to go through life.
Yeah, I just love like a green flag too. It's like when they make you feel like you're enough.
Yes.
Like, dang, they're like invested in what you're doing, and it's like actually invested, not just be like, hey, I want to sleep with you. You know, like that's such a great feeling when someone's like, you catch them. Like for me, it was like I caught them actually talking about my business to two strangers.
Yeah.
But they're not like overwhelming about it. That's like super chill way about it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like proud of you.
Yeah, elevating you.
Yeah.
Like you said, yeah. Super hot.
Do you have the thing, and I feel like you do because we kind of talked about it the other night leaving shoots, but I do the thing where I feel like it's just trauma and PTSD from just dating in general, but sometimes like I get too worried that then that's too good to be true. Or like,
it's like self-sabotage.
Yes.
Because you're not, it's like what we talked about before, like you're not, you don't feel deserving of it.
Yes.
For some reason.
Yes, 100%. And then, I mean, granted, those things have happened in the past and then those feelings have ended up being right. So now I'm at the point where I'm just always programmed to think, okay, this is going to end badly. This is all fake, or like I'm not, you know what I mean? So it's just dating in general is just so hard right now because there's just.
And it's like, especially if you like. A lot. I always ask people like, oh, how'd you meet? I love like hearing like a good.
A meet cute.
Yeah, whatever. Even if it's like online dating's so popular now.
I hate
it's
it.
Like, it's, we talked about this the other day. It's like you do it, you waste like, it's so time consuming.
Yeah.
You can talk to someone for like 4 weeks and then you finally meet them and then they're like, oh, I hate you.
I hate you. Or you just don't feel the vibe. That's why you have to meet
like
right away.
Yeah, like let's
what
go
is
get
your go-to first date? Do you have like a go-to?
I told you I'd be real. And did you get to meet Tommy Lemkill yet?
Yeah,
he works
was
out with you. He was at
shoots this weekend. Yeah.
He once bought me a gift card for Christmas. He was like, hey, my trainer always comes here. You know, I just want to get him a gift card for Angelina's. The waitress was like, oh, Brian? So I would like, they have my back. I would bring all my first dates.
Stop it. Would you? That's a good first date. Yeah, that's a bougie.
But they would be like so cool. As I got older, it would be like, okay, let's just meet for a drink or whatever. Yeah. Like ASAP, because I'm not going to like message you for 4 weeks. But back in the day, that was like, they have my back there.
That is
like,
so funny.
Oh, he just like comes in and works at lunch on his laptop.
No, he brings all of his dates here. That is a good.
And Tommy knew it. So he like bought me a gift card. Oh my goodness.
What is the cutest thing you've ever done for a girl?
Ooh. When I got engaged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess we didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
You've fully been through the... What did you... How did you propose? I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm not really like a pet person. Never grew up with pets. Like my friends...
are a golden retriever, but you don't like golden retrievers.
Yeah, my friends like make fun of me how awkward I am around dogs.
It's just like, that is so funny. So awkward, I should have had a dog here just to make it 10 times more uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm already sweating. but my ex-fiance loved dogs, and she had two, and we're in Door County, had this like bright orange collar, right, with the ring attached to it.
Oh, cute.
It was like in my pocket, and I'm like so young and naive, like I had white shorts on. Like,
oh,
looking
no.
back, I was like, what? How did I hide it? And so it was like sunset. When we got to the pier, I just like took the dogs off the leash and like ran to the end. I put the... collar on Frank, her dog Frankie, and he like ran back to her with the ring.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so I wasted my good.
What if Frankie
proposal.
Wouldn't have run?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or just jumped in the water.
Like, yeah, that could have went bad. I feel like that was cute.
That is very cute. Damn, I know a cute date that you've done.
Oh, let me hear it.
It's because I only say this because on my podcast last week, I talked about how my dream date would be someone just like setting up the back of their truck. And I know that you've done a similar, I think that's so cute. I think the little things are.
I think we got like rustique pizza to go.
Yep.
A couple bottles of wine. Just like found a spot by the water. And I had like my Jeep decorated. And
that's
like lighting
so cute.
And stuff. Yeah.
See, you got it in you. Look at you go. But that's honestly though, like
now
the
I'm just
little
like,
things.
Hey, meet me at Shoots.
Yeah. Hey, let's just go get drunk. Let's belly up at the bar.
Yeah, just like get all the baggage out.
Yeah, exactly. No, Cody was making fun of me this weekend for saying that was my dream date. I was like, why?
Yeah,
why was his? Cody doesn't. Let's get real.
Has it in him.
I would love to know. Can I call him right now?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call Cody and ask him. What the cutest thing he's ever done.
He has it in him, for sure.
Does he?
Yeah, he just doesn't talk about it.
All right, I'm
going to
FaceTime him. You better answer. It's his day off. Cody, you're live on the podcast.
Oh.
What is the cutest thing you've ever done for a girl? Where are you? Are you at the Microsoft store?
I'm picking up my laptop. It's getting fixed.
Okay. Have you ever done anything cute for a girl? Because I said you probably haven't.
I said you have. I said it's in you.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, he has to think about it because he hasn't done it.
We went on a little picnic.
Oh. You were making fun of me for my car date that I want to do.
Yeah, I know, because the drive-in movie theater is way cooler than in the back of a pickup truck with blankets and bush lights like you were talking about.
I never said bush lights, you jerk. Okay,
well, I gotta go. Somebody's here.
Okay, bye.
That was funny. Yours? Just case of Bush Light?
No, I don't know where the Bush Light came from. I mean, I would drink it, but no, I think mine would be, I love the sunset. So mine would be setting up the back of a truck with like wine and picnic food or Bush Light. I don't care. And watching the sunset.
See, it's
with
simple
music.
Things.
Yeah.
That's why you still live here.
That's very true.
Literally.
Like, I don't need all of the bougie stuff. I just want to hang out. Like, I love my go-to second date, which maybe I should rethink this because clearly it's not working, is if I do enjoy the guy, I like having them come over or I go there and we cook together because I love to cook. So I feel like
like when you truly win them over.
Yeah, I'm a good cook. Dang. Yeah. Well, clearly not win them over enough to make them stick around, but I don't know. Stop. I feel like if you can feel comfortable doing like mundane things with them or like even going to the grocery store and like picking the stuff up and then going home and cooking and listening to music. That's the kind of stuff I want to do.
Smaller acts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm about.
You just got to listen, you know? I don't care about all the stuff. Bring me coffee, bring me flowers, and I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. And then like the big events are like more real. Like you're not, you like you go to a wedding or you go to like a fundraising event. You know, that's like super bougie.
Yeah.
It's like more real because you're like not you're trying getting, to impress.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just really all that I want out of life. Just someone to
I think
cook
that's because we're over 30 now.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably true. I thought you were going to say overthinking, and I was like, no. Well, that too. I do that with everything.
But over 30, yeah, for sure. Like back in the day, it's like, oh, I need to impress these people.
Yeah.
It's like now it's just like, here I am.
Yeah, this is me.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Except I do. I just won't tell anyone that I care. Yeah, I feel, I was just going to ask you something else, and I forgot. I don't remember, so it must not have been important.
Well, I do appreciate you for helping Grid over the years too. So I appreciate
I wanna,
that too.
And can I like work that outing this year?
Heck yeah.
Can Y100 sponsor a hole?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be fun.
I remember like one of the Packer coaches had, after the outing, had like the Y100 hat on.
The Bayport.
He was rocking it.
Bayport one was...
It was Joe Barry. He like walked in.
Yeah, wearing the... Because I had no idea who anyone was. I was just like, here, come rip a shot and take a hat. And we ended up getting super drunk that day because it was me, Sue, and Chelsea worked a hole. And I had a date that night with the guy who I was seeing this past summer. And he had to pick me up from Mid-Valley because I was too drunk to drive home. And I was like, okay, just pick me up and like I'm going to run home and change. And then because we were going to Cocoon, that brewery.
Yeah, I heard it's super cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then he like picks me up. Chelsea had never met him. She introduced herself by going, hi, I'm Chelsea's friend, Chelsea. She meant to say Hannah's friend. But then I was just like, screw it. I don't even care. So we went to Cocoon. I was in a golf hat. I don't know. I just was drunk. And then I forgot that I had all of my laundry in the dryer when I got home, and I washed my sheets and stuff, and I was like too drunk to make my own bed, so he had to like make my bed for me. Yeah, it was quite, and then he had to bring me to my car in the morning because I was too drunk to good times, and then he broke up with me, so
not even welcome at the gym.
Yeah. No, get out of here. He actually works at a gym, so not one that's, it's not here.
My favorite, like going back to drunk stories, someone you graduated with, his name's Matt Kafinks, but
remember
him?
Matt, I always say Kafinks. Kafinks.
I can never say his last name.
Matt.
Matt K. He was like, we went out on his first 21st birthday. He's like, you have to get me to the airport tomorrow morning. Like he was going to Vegas.
Oh God.
His family. Like I got you. So I wake him up the next morning. He like rolls out of bed, like hits his TV off this. It was like back in the day when the TVs were huge.
Yes.
And then whatever, I get him to the airport. He calls me from Vegas and he's like, damn, all I packed were my bed sheets.
Stop it. Are you for real?
He's like, because he didn't pack till
he
last minute.
He threw bed sheets.
He thought it was his
bag.
Clothes. Just,
oh my God, like, I'm
and
dead.
And checked his bag.
That like, might be my favorite story ever.
I know. When you said something about sheets, I was like,
oh my God, just get to Vegas and you're like, I got to put some clothes on. It's just your
bed sheets.
Wow, that is funny. Those Dupere people, man, we're just great like
wild.
That.
Wild.
Well, love it. All right, see how easy that was and how fast that went? See, there was nothing to be scared about.
You ready to like buy me a plane ticket home? Like, get out of here.
No. Is there anything else you wanted to say, talk about?
No, that was good.
Plug the gym's like social media and all that stuff.
I need to be better on social media, but just like so.
I can help you.
Yeah, I need some help. You could just go to my page on Instagram, a lot of videos there, or Body Central on Instagram.
What is your Instagram? Just Brian Gajewski?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll tag you in my
perfect
thing so people can
click on it. I do like a little bit from each.
And you do, the memberships and stuff are monthly.
Super chill. So come try a week or two for free. Like we're not the typical place, right?
Come work out with me.
Exactly. Come try a week or two for free. You never have to sign up for a class time. A lot of places in town, you have to reserve a spot every single day. Here, it's open door. And people are just really good about like, hey, a lot of places you go, it's like, here, sign your life away. Sign a year, sign 2 years, sign 3 years. We're just like, hey, we want to keep it fair for everyone. And people respect that. And we're not like all over them to be like, you need to sign the dotted line right now when you can't walk through the doors. But with that being said, I'm like, hey, if you can sleep at night, I can sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So people are really good about they love that like blue collar, you know, we just trust each other. So with that being said, we do have like unlimited memberships. We have 8 sessions a month. So limited or drop in. So
awesome.
Check it out.
yeah, come work out with me. I do 7 a.m.
Hear us scream at Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. I will not be coming tomorrow. I said I'll only do one. I'll do every other Wednesday. Wednesdays are cardio day. That's.
I'm proud of you, though.
But I've been coming Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah. And Saturdays are brutal.
Yeah, that 2 weeks ago, that was.
Yeah.
I mean, when the pre-workout or the warm-up was just 30 minutes of running, I was like, what are we in store for here?
Yeah, that's typically not the case, so.
Yeah, no. I mean, that.
I'm just kidding.
I feel like it was a perfect amount of running this past Saturday.
See, you but love we've to run. Got, and you love to do pull-ups.
No.
Yeah?
I would love to do them if I could.
You
I told
did.
Laura.
You killed it the other day.
Well, you had to help me.
No, I was hardly helping. I put the band around your foot.
No, you were giving me a little lift. I told Laura that by the end of the year, I want to be able to do a pull-up by myself.
Let's go.
So that's my goal. No, Saturday, we've got Brooks coming back. Chelsea will be there. Me, Laura.
And you got Brad.
Is he coaching? Yeah. I've never taken one of his classes.
Yeah, he's like, he.
Laura said she loves taking Brad's classes.
He's just wild. He's like, what's, okay, if I'm a golden retriever, what's like someone who, a dog that has way more energy?
Like a yippie dog?
Yeah.
That's I feel him. Like.
But then he plays rock music sometimes.
Laura said he plays like a lot of TikTok songs and he'll do the dances.
Yeah, that's when I love his.
Yeah.
His playlists are so good. But then lately, like, who hurt you, Brad? Why so much rock?
Maybe he's trying to get it out of the way because aren't they having a kid?
Yeah. So maybe it's like a different phase. Yeah. Like dad phase.
Oh, I'm excited
like
to take his
like,
class.
Damn, then. I need to listen to Pantera.
Pantera?
I don't know. That was the only thing that came to mind.
Is that like a band?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I
don't know
idea.
Rock.
That's another thing is I like the loud, fun music that you guys play.
Yeah.
It's fun. All right. Well, I'm excited to take his class. So will you be there then or no?
I have a wedding the night before.
Oh, so no.
And a birthday party that next like afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
fun.
Yeah. Saturday is going to be a
so
good
I should
day.
Go at 9 a.m.
Then we can spend all day together.
Yes.
Wow. What kind of dog would I be? Golden retriever and I don't know. I feel like I also have kind of golden retriever in me.
Mm-hmm.
Just two golden retrievers.
Maybe that's why we're just like.
That's why we get along. All right, Brian, thank you. I'll see you at the gym.
Okay, love you.
Love you too. Bye.